Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Famine, the Blue Collar Chefs. I'm all choked up about the recipes that are coming up. Chef Eric,
yes.
Why don't you let them know what I already know?
Okay. Sure. So what we're going to do today is three recipes. We're going to start with a sort of a different style of stuffed jalapeno on the egg. Stuffed jalapenos are very common on the egg. People love to... You swallowed a fly? Nice. There are no flies in this recipe. So it's a jalapeno popper, but stuffed with shrimp and Neuchâtel cheese and cumin seeds.
What?
Neuchâtel.
Oh, of course.
It's not cream cheese, but it's got it's got less fat. It's a little more tangy. And the reason you want less fat is especially when you're making it in a popper style. Or a filled jalapeno, you're going to get less of that bubbling out and sort of taking the flavor with it. So it's going to stay more cheesy rather than oily.
Cheese whiz works too.
Next, we're going to do an undercover pizza.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
if you're going to do a Neapolitan style, you're just doing lots of bread.
Well, we're going to do a thin crust pizza.
Okay.
But we're mainly, the star of the pizza is actually going to be the salad that we're going to put on the pizza and serve on the pizza. So it's an undercover pizza because you can be eating a salad, but then you'll have that nice little crispy pizza
really?
Dough underneath it.
Mm-hmm. A yes. Salad pizza.
Yes.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
Third recipe
is going to... Oh, by the way, that pizza is also going to have lamb feta sausage and... And I think I did some shallot white wine pork sausage as well.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
you salvaged the pizza. There's a little, for the carnivore, there's some meat in
correct,
it.
Correct, correct.
All right.
And then the last recipe is going to be actually a stuffed zucchini, kind of similar to the stuffed popper, but a stuffed zucchini, again stuffed with shrimp and some other components as well. It's a really nice, filling, healthy sort of meal, so... There you go.
Healthy, lovely.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have a lot of health here today,
well,
my friend.
Well, here's my point. When we come to the big green egg, right, it's easy to take some bacon. I was thinking for a second about doing, like, these stuffed poppers and then rolling them in a fatty, wrapped in sausage and then wrapped in bacon and cooking that. You know what? That's too easy. Everyone knows how to do that stuff.
That's true.
So I wanted this to be a little healthier take on foods. Here,
I hope we're not going to go down this line as a pattern.
Well, we did it last week.
I think you catch my drift. But anyway, no, this is great. This is what the versatility of the egg is all about.
Right.
This is the thing. And see, you always say I hate green vegetables, and I've proven time and time again I do not.
Yes, you do.
But zucchini is great because, even if you do zucchini planks, the zucchini is so versatile, and whether you scoop it out and make boats out of it or whatever...
Right.
What you're going to do today. I think people get locked into one kind of zucchini. Like I know everybody likes zucchini casseroles, but the versatility of the zucchini.
Oh, I use zucchini in so much. I love making zucchini noodles.
I was going to say that like a pasta.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Exactly. Or we used it the other day for zucchini bread, which was made with coconut oil and 2/3 of a cup of basically 80 calories worth of stevia with a little bit of sugar mixed in.
Yeah, that was really good.
I mean, I calculated it out later. Both of those loaves' total calorie count was 180 calories. You could have eaten both
loaves.
Of those loaves.
It was really outstanding. Of course, I like the little bit more brown sugar, a little bit more molasses.
Well,
a little bit more.
No.
Yes, but...
So my goal is to start... having folks use some healthier ingredients for their
foods. But I can say that right now, what is your? We're going to do this as a weekly thing.
Yeah.
What is your weight down to now?
So I'm down to 330.
Okay, but I mean, how much have you dropped? Let's
55 pounds.
In how long?
39 days.
That's outstanding, and you can see why. Look at his recipes.
Well,
I mean, if you eat those, you'll lose that. No, but I mean, you've really done it, and it's interesting. But we'll do this as kind of an ongoing thing because it's really the transformation is amazing.
Yeah,
it really, really is.
Well, the program I'm on is a nutritional cellular cleanse program that's just it has changed my life. In the first 2 days, I had lost a lot of inflammation in my system. And by this time next month, I'll probably be all off all of my meds. So
that's outstanding. But the most important thing is,
what's
it's
the
versatility of the egg.
Right.
And the ability to do so many things. And I think all the things that you're going to touch on today really, really hammers that point home.
All right, so let's go ahead and start with our first recipe. These are going to be the jalapeno poppers. And I've toasted some cumin, and the cumin seeds, best way to use cumin seeds are you dry toast them in a pan that's on about 3/4, so medium high, and then just until they get fragrant, right? You don't want to burn them because they can be
And I think that's critical. And when you're talking about fragrant, you're talking about maybe 60 seconds, minute and a half, huh?
If the pan's really up to temperature, yeah, it should be no more than about a minute to a minute and a half. And then what I've done is I've put that inside of a food processor, and I've put 8 ounces of Neuchâtel cream cheese in it.
Is that like Nutella?
No, it's no. But it's very healthy, organic, 1/3 of the fat of regular cream cheese. And now we're just chopping up some green onions. I've got 3 green onions. And I'm going to go partially up to the darker green.
So this is one of the rare instances where you're actually using the other end. How many recipes do they call for, especially today, where you're using the green end of the green onion? And you got that whole rest of the onion. This is one where you're actually using from the front of the onion, the white part of the onion, to the green.
Yeah, you know what? I always like to use the white part of the onion. I think it gives it a little more heat and a little bit more meaning to be on the plate. Otherwise, it's just a garnish. The leaves themselves are not overly strong here in the U.S. Now, if you're getting scallions, different story. Green onions are part of the scallion family, but they're not the same here in the American version of them. If you go to Europe, though, you're going to find scallions instead of green onions or Asia. So let's start with the food processor here. I've got those 2 tablespoons of cumin and 8 ounces. We're just going to sort of pulse this.
Now, do you want the cheese need to come to room temperature, or is it cold, or does it make a difference?
We want it to come to room temperature.
Okay.
Yes. And now we're going to add about 8 ounces of Gouda.
Ah. That is one of the, to me, my go-to cheese, if I really just want to eat cheese, is Gouda. Whether it's smoked Gouda or just regular Gouda on crackers or just eating slabs of it at a time, it's just so good.
Now, the one thing I will say is if you can get Leyden instead of Gouda, that's even better. And Leyden has cumin seeds in it.
Already in it.
But it's kind of hard to find. I mean, they don't even have it at Whole Foods, so this is probably the more common treatment. Now, if you do find Leyden, then cut the cumin seeds down by about half because you'll already have that cumin flavor in it. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and add in the green onions. And again, this is from about 3 green onions.
One of the great things about Whole Foods is their fromagerie. I mean, they have some of the most incredible selections of cheeses from France and really from around the world that you're going to find in one setting without going to a fromagerie. And I don't even know if they have one here in Atlanta, just a solid cheese store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are specialty stores, quite a few actually.
Well, but are they just strictly cheese shops?
They're cheese. They might be cheese and wine. They might be cheese and sort of charcuterie, which is fine. But anyway, all right. So here's my cheese mixture. Now, what I'm going to do is I've got for 2 recipes that we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and grill. 2 pounds, pound and a half to 2 pounds of shrimp. This is 21, this is 5160 in here. You could use larger shrimp, but really the 5160 is going to do just fine for this recipe because we're going to chop it up anyway so that it's not big pieces of.
You get a lot more for a lot less, basically.
Yeah, this was $5.99, wild caught at Whole Foods for a pound. So
yeah,
pretty good price. And so I'm going to take this out. We're going to put it out on the big green egg, and basically we're just going to cook it until they become opaque. I don't want to overcook them in this case, but we always say don't overcook the shrimp. I really mean it this time because it's going to go back inside of the poppers for a while, so they're going to continue to heat. So this is just to give them the initial flavor.
Well, while Chef Eric is running out to his big green egg, we are live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, right here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Just to let you know, it is National Lemon Meringue Pie Day, if we'd forgotten to mention it, so we highly suggest you run out and have a big slab of lemon meringue pie. It's all about food, all about fun, all about celebrating the good life. When we come back, more food, more fun, more excitement, baby.